Welcome back to Fact Flicks. As the Al-Quds Day is approaching us soon, we decided to flick through some facts about the one and only beautiful nation of Palestine. Number 6. Palestine has a youthful population. According to World Meters, the median age of Palestine's population is 20.8 years. In Palestine, 30% of the population is under the age of 24. Most Palestinians live into their 70s. Palestine also has a low life expectancy of 74.62 years. No wonder they resist so well against those tanks and fully equipped Israeli army weirdos. Number 5. Palestine is one of the oldest inhabited places parked between three prominent continents. It's often referred to as the Holy Land because it still retains important religious sites of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Now let's talk about some of the cool things Palestine is known for. Number 4. Palestine is known for some of the most beautiful wildflowers in the world. The Dead Sea, which is the lowest point on the planet, the Church of Nativity, which is considered to be the birthplace of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, also known as Jesus, and is a sacred place for both Muslims and Christians. It is one of the world's oldest churches. Olives are a highly treasured part of Palestine's identity. The Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site after Mecca and Medina, is situated in Palestine. Surah 17, Al-Isra, The Night Journey. The events of Isra and Mi'raj are mentioned in the Quran, where Prophet Muhammad was taken to the skies to visit the heavens. Now that we've touched the topic of Al-Aqsa, you know what that means. Let's jump onto some socio-political facts, shall we? Number 3. Israel illegally occupies Palestine. Y'all saw that one coming, didn't you? Decades prior to the inception of the Zionist regime back in 1948, Israel has been forcing thousands of Palestinians off their homeland in order to illegally occupy and use it to create settlements that house Zionist Israeli settlers. In conclusion, Israel's occupation of the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip has resulted in systematic human rights violations against Palestinians living there. Number 2. Palestinian casualties since 1948. 2022 and 23 have been the deadliest years for Palestinians living under Israeli occupation. The issue of Palestine and illegally occupying their land is one of the major wounds on Islamic nations, because in front of the Islamic world, people and a nation have been subjected to unrelenting tyranny by a vile, terrible regime. According to Wikipedia, just the war casualties since 1948 happened to be more than 63,543. Number 1. Al-Quds will forever remain the capital of Palestine. That's a fact, people. For thousands of years, 635 AD to be exact, Arabs have been living on this land. Muslims, Christians, and Jews used to live here in harmony. But then came in the evil nature and violent tendencies of the Zionists, which evicted Palestinians from their homeland, expropriated their homes, land, and personal belongings, demolished their houses, and landed a high number of fatalities on the oppressed people of Palestine. But the dignified people rose up against this tyranny and created a movement which is to defend their own rights and get back what belongs to them. The people of conscience and Muslims all across the world stand up in unity on the last Friday of Ramadan to show their solidarity with the people of Palestine. I would like to end the video on this fun fact, and it's called the countdown. After Imam Khamenei's statement on Israel back in 2015, "By Allah's favor and grace, nothing called the Zionist regime will exist 25 years from now," applying that there will be no such thing as Israel in the next 25 years, a huge clock in Tehran's Palestine Square was displayed, which counts down to the bright future of Palestine and the destruction of the Zionist entity called Israel. We've reached the end of the video, guys. It's hard to even imagine a world without Palestine, and there's so much more to share regarding this topic. Do let us know your thoughts and suggestions, and I'll see you in the next one, wherever you are.
يا إخواننا وأحباءنا وأعزائنا في فلسطين، أقول لكم يا شعبنا في فلسطين، إن إسرائيل هذه التي تملك أسلحة نووية وأقوى سلاح جو في المنطقة، والله هي أوهن من بيت العنكبوت، والله هي